Acts chapter 26. And Agrippa said to Paul, "You are permitted to speak for yourself." Then Paul stretched out his hand, a typical Roman posture when making a speech, and stated his defense. "I consider myself blessed, King Agrippa, for being able to make my defense today before you concerning all the things of which I am accused by the Jews. This is especially true because you are expert in all sorts of Jewish customs and considerations. Therefore, I request that you hear me patiently. The truth is that all the Jews know my manner of life from my youth up, which all took place since my beginnings here in my own nation and at Jerusalem. Therefore, having known me since my childhood, if they were willing to testify, they would acknowledge that I have lived as a Pharisee, following the strictest sect of our religion. And now I stand here to be judged, because of the hope of the promise which God gave to our fathers, which promise our 12 tribes, earnestly serving God night and day, hope to attain. It is concerning this hope that I am accused by the Jews, O King. Why would you think it incredible if God raises the dead? I, at one time, was convinced that I should do many things against the name of Jesus the Nazarene, which is what I did in Jerusalem. So, having received authority from the chief priests, I locked up many of the ones set apart for God in prison, and when they were put to death, I voted against them. And punishing them frequently in every synagogue, I compelled them to blaspheme, and being in a great rage against them, I persecuted them even as far as foreign cities. This is why I was traveling to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. But while I was on my way, at noon, O King, I saw a light from heaven much brighter than the sun shining all around me and those who traveled with me. And when we had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew dialect, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Isn't it hard for you to kick against the sharply pointed cattle prods?' And I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom you persecute. But get up and stand upon your feet. I have appeared to you because I have specially selected you to be a servant and a witness, both of what you now see and of the things which I will show you later on. I will protect you from the people and from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive deliverance, that is, liberation, from sins and an inheritance among those who are being made holy through faith in me. Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus, and then to those in Jerusalem, the whole of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, doing works which are characteristic of repentance. For this reason the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. Therefore, having experienced God's help until now, I have remained firm, testifying to both the insignificant and the important, saying nothing other than what the prophets and Moses said would happen. That is, how the Anointed One must suffer, and how he, through first rising from the dead, would bring light both to the people and to the Gentiles." Then, as he finished his defense in this way, Festus said with a loud voice, "Paul, you have lost your mind. Your intense studying has made you crazy." But Paul said, "I am not crazy, most excellent Festus, but I declare words which are true and reasonable. For the king knows about these things, which is why I can also speak freely. For I am persuaded that he is not unaware of any of these things, for none of this has been done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe." And Agrippa said to Paul, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian." And Paul said, "I pray to God that by whatever means, not only you, but also all who hear me today, might become as I am, except for these chains." Then the king rose up, along with the governor, Bernice, and those who sat with them. And when they left, they conversed with each other, saying, "This man has done nothing worthy of death or of imprisonment. And Agrippa said to Festus, "This man could have been set free if he hadn't appealed to Caesar." This is the end of Acts, chapter 26.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.